guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Oh my God.
I can't wait for you to hear what I'm going to say.
I love that. I love that for me.
What's up, everyone? Hello.
Oh, we're here. We're here and we're ready to party.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You missed the word queer part, but that's fine.
I know. Well, they know.
Also true.
They know.
We got extra lights in here. Do we seem really bright to you guys?
I'm going to be honest. I hate it. I'd rather be in the shadows.
I know. Well, I'll tell you, I've been editing and I know that like the microphone from your side, like your light coming to my microphone has been giving me like a bulldog's jowls.
I got you.
And okay. I'm like, I need another light on this
Maybe
side.
Maybe it'll help mine.
Oh, there we go. How are our jowls?
What's my jowl?
Not that like bulldog jowls aren't adorable.
And also don't answer that question. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. I know sometimes you all are really honest and I'd like you to be less. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes for sure.
So, hey, guess what? Today we're going to be in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, I think I fucked up, you guys. And I've just been really tired and really kind of, there's a lot that's been going on.
For sure.
So,
go to patreon.com/ladies.
Go to patreon.com/ladies and tangents. Yeah. Yeah. I said last week that today is going to be when we're in, meaning last Tuesday, and I was so very wrong.
How about I didn't even catch it?
You didn't.
I didn't catch it when I was editing or recording it with you. I was just like, sure. I'm sure that's correct. I don't know.
But today it is correct. Today we are there. We're in Charlotte right now. What's the weather like? Mm-hmm. 69 and sunny? Ow.
Is it?
I don't know. I do think that it was looking to be in the high 60s, which is my favorite kind of temperature.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll be. I think there's still tickets available to this show.
Mm-hmm.
There should be. And if not,
we know Portland sold out. So
yeah, Portland.
What's up, Portland?
Fucking crazy people. I love you. And then we have another show tomorrow in Raleigh and then Thursday in Nashville. Tickets are still available for those. So go to ladies and what's our fucking go to ladiesandtangents.com to get tickets.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's unless you're listening to this in the future, in which case you missed it. And maybe we're somewhere else. Go and check the website anyway.
Check it anyways. See
don't look for merch there yet.
Oh, wait. Hey.
It's coming. We're almost there.
Here's the thing. We have a merch company working for us now. And
with us.
Well, yeah, not for us. For us seems weird. But I mean, contractually, we are with them.
Yes.
Bonded by law.
We have entered a union.
Yeah. So they.
Not like a workers' union.
No. Right?
I don't know.
They have to.
A lot of back and forth.
Yeah. They do designs. They show us. We give feedback. They go back. They come back. They show us.
They set up the store.
It's a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of things. So it is coming very, very soon. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
So just be on the lookout for that. We'll fucking let you know when
we're
it's up.
We're very
100%.
Excited for the pieces that are coming out.
I think you'll like them.
And the pieces that we're planning for the future.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's also what we're doing. It's not even like we just have a few that we're putting out. We're planning.
We're doing collections.
Yeah, we are. Oh, it's going to be
We're going to be
so
doing
fun.
Drops. Drugs. I know. As soon as
I
said
like,
it in the way that I did, I was like, she thought I was going to say drugs.
Did she see my eyes light up?
Yeah.
We're doing drugs.
Our merch drops. We're doing drugs.
It's been a long time coming.
I don't know which kind.
It's
going to be a surprise.
Drugs, I feel like, could be anything.
Food can be a drug.
Well, I do need a Tylenol right now, I'll tell you that.
Excedrin. I'm going to take it. I swear to God.
The way that my body, speaking of drugs, for shows, if you see me, the way that I'm running on Excedrin, Zofran, and Imodium for every single show.
Yep.
I mean, I get home and I'm just like, that's all I've eaten was those three things.
She walks out of the bathroom and she goes, I don't know how I have taken multiple things that are supposed to plug me up and I am still liquid shitting.
I'm shitting my brains out because I'm stressed and I'm nervous and that's what happens. So I am trying to get everything I can to just plug this shit up. We'll get there. It's okay. I have yet. Nope. I'm not even going to say that. It's because I haven't had to shit on the stage. On the stage.
Why would you do it on the stage?
I mean, while I'm on stage.
You guys felt to watch me?
It's not that kind of show.
It's not.
You have to pay extra for that. Go to patreon.com/tangents to watch me shit on a stage.
Hey, sell out the show and we'll shit on a stage near you.
That's what I know.
Stop looking at my boobs.
I honestly can't.
I'm sorry.
Cover yourself up.
I'm sorry.
Jerry didn't know while she was getting ready what I have prepared. I did a little sneaksies. Even though I mentioned it to you when we were traveling.
You did ask me if we wanted to do this and I said sure, but then I completely forgot.
Forgot about it? Yeah. So here's the deal. I brought it out to do today and she came looking like this and I was like, you made
a mistake.
Very ironic because of what we're about to talk about. So I do want to, let's do some prefaces. You know, I love
preface.
A preface.
I love a preface.
I got to. That just reminded me of Face from, is it Nickelodeon?
I fucking love Face.
Right?
Do you know you can still watch Face on Paramount Plus?
No.
Yes. There was like a whole like Face musical.
Oh my God.
I fucking loved it.
I love Face. I love Face.
I love Face.
For anybody's not our age and you're so confused by that.
Get Paramount Plus. This isn't an ad, but
search for Face.
I guess Google would also work and it's that, free. Yeah.
But I don't feel like you experienced what we felt back then. You're going to look at this and be like, you guys were fucking weird. And you're correct.
For sure. A lot of this will make sense.
A lot of who we are as people. If you just watch Face. From Nickelodeon. Yeah. Right? It wasn't Disney Channel.
Correct. Nickelodeon.
Okay. I get those confused because they were my life.
Yeah. And they were one channel apart. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where we live.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about the male gaze.
Mm-hmm.
And not the kind we like.
not our male gaze.
We're talking about the male G-A-Z-E gaze. Mm-hmm. Because it was a term that we had heard for a long time. I feel like we've heard it.
Yeah, it was popping on TikTok for a bit.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I think I know what it means.
I can use context clues. Yeah. However.
But it goes deeper.
It's more.
And so I feel like what I wanted to do, if you can't tell, I am very nervous. These episodes always make me nervous because I am anticipating that we're going to get yelled at.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's going to be one of two ways. This is how
that
people
we're
like
get
to yell
at
us. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's either going to be someone who gets defensive because they're feeling called out.
Man.
About something. Right.
Man, call out.
So let me just go ahead and say.
Yell at us.
Not all men. I fucking know. This is more a societal thing on the whole.
Yeah.
So immediately.
You know how men be with holes.
Stop getting defensive right now. You can listen to your girlfriend's podcast for a second, sir. It's
yeah.
Okay.
If it's not you, be someone who calls other people out.
Yeah.
Don't yell at us about it. Yell at them for making you look bad.
Totally.
That
okay.
part.
And the other thing,
I say to myself,
same. Well, then the other thing is if you participate in it some way yourself as a female presenting person of any kind, it's okay. And I felt like, damn, I've definitely participated in this.
Am I currently participating in it?
Yes.
Great.
But we'll get there. That's okay. What I'm saying. So don't, when I'm talking to you about this, don't be like, well, what about, just know. Wait till the fucking end of the episode to have any qualms. And number three.
You better not pick up a single fucking
qualm. Put those qualms back on the floor.
I swear to get.
I swear to you right now. You put those qualms down.
Also, can I tell you, I have had a twitch in my hand.
Okay.
It's been at least 24 hours. Okay.
I was
telling a friend of mine that I have my joints a lockup. Okay.
Yeah.
And so when I used to be in high school and stuff and or middle school when we would carry trays, my arms would lock and I wouldn't be able to put my tray down. And then I'd have to pop my old elbows.
Oh my.
Okay.
Hell. Yeah.
Well, my hands do that sometimes. One time I was opening a Mountain Dew, I remember. it wasn't even for me. I was a little bit pissed that this happened, but I opened the Mountain Dew and my hand got stuck in the position of opening it.
Is it like carpal tunnel?
I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody. I don't know. It happened when I was holding a fork.
Oh my
at
God.
Lunch with my dad. And at this point, it's happened so much to me that I just go, oh, fuck, my hand's stuck again. And he goes, what? And he just looks over.
Oh, my God.
And I am doing a sign language, like, cue.
Yeah, okay.
And he's like, do you need to go somewhere? And I was like, nah, it'll stop eventually. And then it did. But right now, my left hand, my pointer finger into my thumb keeps flicking, twitching.
How?
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
Maybe I need potassium.
Yeah, honestly, I bet it's someone's going to tell us that there's a vitamin something going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I always thought if there was a twitch, like a muscle spasm, that you needed potassium. But I'm also fucking stupid, so you guys can tell me what else, if I should eat a banana or not.
Yeah.
With the boobies out, girl, yeah, you need a banana.
Yeah, girl.
Anyway, sorry.
The number three thing that I think is the person that
what
might yell at
two?
Us.
Two?
Two are the people that are going to feel defensive, but they
themselves
as
okay.
an inner.
Got it.
And the number three would be the person who's going to be like, I know more about you. I know more about this than you.
Like, yeah,
and might also know more about me than me. That's so true.
Let me tell you about yourself and about
this. Let me say right now, you're right. I'm not fucking arguing with you, okay? So you don't have to come in the comments all hot being like, actually, you're right. Immediately, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, come at it from that way. Like, hey, I want to add to the conversation or clarify or expand.
There's so many people that will come in hot and be like, here's the tone that I get. You're a fucking idiot for even assuming you know anything. I know more. And I'm like, hey, I never said you didn't. In fact, you probably know more about everything than me.
In fact, I've actively said that I don't know dick about shit. So
just know that that's how I'm going into broaching this topic. It's going to be two friends talking about it.
Broaching? Okay, vocab.
I mean,
what's up, SAT word?
Stop it. We're going to be talking about an article. That's it. Giving our opinions as
our
people.
Article.
Yeah, our article opinions. As two people who have probably experienced something that we're going to read about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Get
Everyone
off my fucking back,
dude.
Can you tell? I'm just so hyper aware.
Yeah. Because
this is how these types of topics go. And every single time I'm like, guys, I thought we were just having a good time. I don't know. Yeah. I thought you knew that we were just trying to have fun.
I thought you knew we were just fucking pulling your dick. It's not that big of a deal. Calm down.
Silly girls.
So we're just having a silly, goofy time.
And that's all this is. But if you learn something along the way, da da da,
or whatever.
Some kind of jingle.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Don't come. That's someone else's tagline. It's not ours.
Oh my God. TM. We're going to get sued.
So,
shit.
Anyway.
So, nope. That's my Sims. Did you guys know The Sims came out with a crystal pack?
No.
You can charge your crystals and it will give your Sims like moodlets.
Do you know?
Not sponsored, but I thought that was pretty cool and I started researching it last night and that's what immediately popped up on my phone when I was looking for this article.
Do you know that like crystal girls are something that people are like leery of?
That's a red flag for some people?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I saw it on Love Island All Stars.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. I feel like anything that people are really interested in that other people don't understand.
That's a lie. I think it was Love is Blind.
Yeah, that would make more sense actually. But anything that people are like really passionate about that other people don't understand, I think is like, no, that scares me.
Yeah,
and I don't care to learn.
Yep.
It's like, okay,
yep.
Well, you
hey,
can just.
That right there, red flag.
Yeah, red flag.
Anyway.
But also, yeah, just find somebody else.
Stop
that doesn't
looking
know about
at my boobs.
I literally can't. It's like they're out.
I'm trying
to. I'm looking at your necklace.
Oh, 222.
Yeah. And it's making me feel boop, happy because it reminds me of my grandmother.
My grandmother. We just had the 16th anniversary of her death.
She says through giggles.
Well, I just thought it was funny that I like said anniversary because I was anticipating the at the end of death.
Yes.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors. Anyway, what?
Oh, just fucking nothing.
You didn't want to finish your sentence after my death comment?
I don't know. All I was going to say was that my mind does that a lot, and that's why I stumble on my words, because my mind is like, I've already moved on to three words from now.
I'm thinking
why
about,
are you so slow
I'm
to catch
thinking
on?
About getting this word out in a second that I might as well just try and get it out now.
Yeah. Very frustrating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is I have a full article here that we're going to talk about. It's from verywellmind.com. It seemed the safest option because it kind of wraps it all up in a package that is neat and presentable and that I think we'll be able to follow along with.
I love that.
Some of these were very, I was like, too many big words.
Scholarly
and
articles.
Absolutely not. And I'm not.
And that's not our article.
And then, no, because other ones that were less, I had to pay for it.
Oh.
No.
No, I don't want to do that.
And it was less than I had to pay for it. I would have paid for it, but I had to like make up a, I had to like make a profile.
Dude, that happened to me today when I was trying to make a spreadsheet. Yeah. I Googled how to make an expense spreadsheet.
There you go.
And one of the things that popped up was just like, hey, we've already got this template. Pop in your numbers and it'll automatically do this stuff. And I was like, that's dope. I love that. I click on it. It's a fucking blog.
Oh.
And so, of course, I'm just scrolling looking for a highlighted word that I believe is what I have to click on.
Right.
And so I find it, click on it, and it's like, subscribe here. It's roughly $1,000 a month.
What?
Well, it was targeting business owners.
Okay.
And
but
maybe it wasn't dollars because I think it was euros. But either way,
that felt like more than I wanted to spend for more euros than I had.
I have 0 euros. So that's not for me.
Fair enough. Okay, so the article is called What is the Male Gaze by Sarah Van Busker? Van Busker.
I didn't mean to laugh at it. It was just the way that you said it.
I was very unsure about it. I was like, I will fuck this up. And Sarah
Busker,
I
hardly know her.
Sarah, I apologize immediately on everything about me as a human person. So some of these I'm going to try to like just give you a summary.
Okay.
Other things I'm going to read verbatim because I like the way that this article says them.
Got it.
So this is going to be the
that's how I feel about writing term papers. Yeah. Whenever you find something, you're like, why would I rephrase this? It's already written. It's so beautifully here. So,
if I rephrase it, I'm going to fuck it up somehow. Because the way I say stuff is stupid.
Yeah. So this whole thing's about to be in quotations. Okay. Just honestly, fucking that. Stop asking me. Go read this book.
Go read this article.
Yeah.
Article. So, in quotes,
it's her
straight
tickle.
From Sarah tickles. Sarah, no. Now it feels weird.
Yeah.
This is straight from Sarah's mouth. From early adolescence on, we are biologically driven to look at and evaluate other people as potential mates. Okay. But the male gaze twists this natural urge, which in turn turns women into passive items to possess and use as props. This concept is not just about how women and their bodies are used to satisfy male fantasies, but also how this gaze, whether it's directed at them or others, makes women feel about themselves.
Okay.
That's why it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hand if you're listening right now. Raise your hand if a cis heterosexual male has ever been controlling to you or your body.
Whoop.
I thought so. Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
go ahead and put your hands down, everyone.
Go ahead.
Everyone listening. Everyone ever.
So obviously, not that it all comes from this, but this is definitely something that fuels it, I believe, in a big way. So where did the term come from? Okay. The term male gaze was originally, what am I trying to say?
Gay.
Yes.
No.
Wrong. Right. Was originally made up by
coined?
British coined. That is actually
it?
Yes. Okay. Coined by British feminist film theorist Laura Mulvey, and it was described in her 1973 essay "Visual Pleasure in Narrative Cinema." That was the name of it.
Mm.
Published in 1975, and it was described as basically, the way mainstream media objectifies women, showing the female body through a heterosexual male lens as a passive non-actor secondary to the active male characters.
Yes.
Which, again, if you are a film person and you go back to the 70s and before, very prevalent.
Yep.
Very prevalent in most movies. There's going to be like your protagonist, right? Male lead. Mm-hmm. And then he's got like a bimbo, I'm here for sex. Or comedic relief, or just to be a dumb...
Honestly, think of every 007 movie.
Yeah.
Bond movie ever.
Yes.
Like, you think of Bond and you're like, wow, that is a fucking badass spy, and then you think of a Bond girl, and you're like, I want to fuck her.
Yes!
She's so fucking 100%. Hot.
Okay, and here's something that I thought of last night. In terms of children movies, even,
yeah.
Let's talk fucking Space Jam.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny is a fucking badass. She is just tearing up the courts, and she's one of the best players on the team.
Mm-hmm.
What do people take away from the movie?
That's a hot fucking bunny.
That she's fuckable.
Yep.
She's a fuckable bunny.
Yep.
And I'm guilty of it myself.
We did a whole bit on it.
We did. That's when I talk about Lola Bunny. I talk about not how strong she is, not how powerful she is, not how mm-hmm. amazing she is at what mm-hmm. she does, not how she kind of puts people in the movie in their place. It's like, look at that fucking bunny tits.
Yeah, look at the tits on, look at the rack on that bunny.
You know what I mean?
Rack on that rabbit.
And so maybe if you say it like that in such a like silly way,
yes.
you can
yes,
tell
yes,
that
yes.
like, yeah, this is something that maybe is a kind of a problem.
Yep.
The term then is popularized in relation to the depiction of female characters in films as inactive, often overtly sexual objects of male desire. And the influence of the male gaze is not limited to how women and girls are featured in movies, but it extends to the experience of being seen in this way, both for the female figures on screen and the viewers, by extension, to all girls and women yep. at large, yep. as these are not people, these are objects.
This is how we view, address, this is the roles that they have. It's almost like when art is supposed to imitate life.
Yes.
When you make the art.
Yeah.
Focus on one particular thing, it creates the belief system that that's the thing you're supposed to focus on outside of the art.
Exactly. And even let's go back to fairy tales. The girl was always a prize to be won by the male. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes.
I get the girl at the end. I
helpless.
Get the prize. She's helpless. She needs me. And once I help her in any way, she belongs to me. She's mine.
Indebted to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And of course she wants me.
Yeah, but they don't say that.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to believe that. And do we all the time? I don't know.
Do we want them? No.
No. Most of the time,
most of the time, no.
So naturally, this influence of the male gaze in media is going to seep into the female self-perception and self-esteem. Because if you are looking at other people like that, and you realize that that means that everyone's looking at you like that, you're going to view yourself as an object of desire for men. Well, we'll get to your tits in a minute. You just hold on to them. I can say, thank you. So it's as much about the impact of seeing other women relegated to these supporting roles as it is about the way women feel then conditioned to fill those in real life.
Right.
How many times, raise your hand again, ladies, how many times have you felt like you have to be the person to help your significant other succeed in some way? It's your role. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's your role to propel them to greatness.
It's my job
even
to...
Even if you have to dull yourself down.
I have to provide an atmosphere for them to succeed.
To thrive.
Even if it is a disservice to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, I can relate in a very big way to that.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the time...
But it's not reciprocated.
No, because it's very funny. When we talked about how the husbands in our lives had to become stay-at-home dads,
mm-hmm.
the way that... That was such like a number one shocking thing for people to hear about. Mm-hmm. They were like, what? That's wild. You must be millionaires. And I'm like, well, I was staying at home before this. What are you talking about? Corey's a nurse. We're not. But it was like, well, if the men are staying home, that must mean that you've got just billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because why else would they?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was also just like, I feel like. No disrespect to them.
Right.
But I feel like on a societal level, it like took them a lot longer to
adjust
to that role.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's completely unfamiliar. It was completely unfamiliar. And I can speak for my situation. It took them a while to figure out how to do a role that one, they had never done before, but two, they didn't often ever see
themselves
someone,
having to do.
Yeah, someone who looked like them that, having to do.
That, yes. Like, and so in your mind, you're not ever prepping for that as you're growing up. As I'm going to be the main caretaker for the children and the household. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not something you are grown up. I don't know about every other person, but I know for me, mm-hmm. that was something that was like an aspiration. I was like, yep. I'd actually love to be a stay-at-home mom. Not that mm-hmm. that's what everybody has to feel. I'm just saying for me, I always knew it could be a possibility.
Yes.
It was always something, even if it was for a short period of time, for the first year,
yep.
for the first 6 months, like it was always something that I was like, well, if childcare is expensive, of course it will be me to
yeah.
be home.
And I want it to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the pressure to conform to this patriarchal view or to simply accept or humor it and endure being seen in this way shapes how women think about their own bodies, capabilities, and place in the world and that of other women. In essence, the male gaze discourages female empowerment and self-advocacy while encouraging self-objectification and deference to men in the patriarchy at large. So, we go back to talking about how I felt the need when I left my house every day to put on, I was like, I have to put on makeup every mm-hmm. single day. I have to make sure my hair is done. I have to. Why do we think that was? Do we think I cared about that?
Mm-hmm.
Do we think it was something for me? Or was it like, and half the time it wasn't even for men. I was worried that other women would see me and be like, wow, what a slob. She let herself go.
Right.
Because
almost
of something
like we're ranking each other,
which because mm-hmm. we have been
right.
as young as I can't even remember the first time that I knew that I was, I mean, probably grade school, that I was competing with other women for the attention of boys.
Yes.
Other
yes,
girls.
Yes, yes.
Other girls for the yes. attention of boys. Came down to being on the playground and having to do something, say something, like get the attention of this boy
yep.
that we were, well, not to mention also that there was like five boys in our class and the rest were girls.
Yep.
But that's the thing.
And I used to circulate through three of them.
She really did. The thing about it is, we outnumber them.
Yep.
In the world, mm-hmm. we outnumber them. So why are we?
We make them.
We make them. We outnumber them.
Yep.
We. So why is it that we are being like almost shoved into this box mm-hmm. of secondary? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I think it's something.
But it's
that
something
we need
to think about.
Fucking ask ourselves.
There's something that you. Sorry. There was something that you said that triggered a thought. And
well,
then
I saw it. That's why
escaped.
I just slowed myself down because I was like, she's going to want to say something. And then.
Yeah, I
I'm
had
sorry.
It. And then it escaped me.
Do you want to wait for him?
Oh, no.
I knew it would come to you.
So I kind of had the opposite of it.
Mm.
And I would argue that there's another level of this that is assigned to people who are not traditionally societally good looking or have a societally good body.
Yes.
Where they are regulated to funny.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
so
hello.
I feel like I never, there was this underlying thing of like, I hope someone finds me attractive, but I almost leaned the other way of going overly funny, overly not caring about myself.
Well, also, I was going to say, how often do we go like, look how unattractive I am for humor?
Yes.
Not just
yes.
whatever, but it's like I have to almost like downgrade and degrade myself.
Yeah.
For you to look at me and think, damn, she's funny. I mean,
right.
I feel like female comedians do it all the time.
Yeah.
As like a.
It was almost like I need to be attractive in some way and I don't feel physically I can be. So I'm going to be.
Funny. Yeah.
And hope that you're attracted to me in that
way. I was going to say, but again, what were you.
Yes.
What were you like refining that humor for?
Yes.
Who?
Attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not from women, probably.
Yeah, correct. Well.
So.
I didn't tell people that.
Sometimes.
But no, because I didn't need, even if I wanted the approval of women for my humor, like my personality, I didn't need it.
Exactly.
I needed the approval from men
yes.
to feel worthy of,
yeah.
of having it. It was almost like, yeah, you can think I'm funny, but if they think I'm funny.
Then I made it.
Then I'm actually funny.
Yes.
It's weird.
It is weird when you go back and think of it. And again, if people are listening to this and being like, I didn't think like that, totally cool. Again, we're just talking about ourselves and our
and if someone can relate to that, then great. I mean, good.
Yeah, that's a it's this is all just a talk to be able to reflect and like yep. look inward. But this is interesting because this is a real quote or a real like statistic.
Mm-hmm.
So this says, in fact, studies on gender bias and implicit assumptions show that many people, without realizing it, assume that men are smarter than women and that negative depictions of women in media are partly to blame. I know this for a fact that people, because when people see Corey and he says he works in healthcare, they assume he's a doctor. Mm-hmm. Would they do that if it was a woman? Would they assume immediately she was a doctor if she says she's in healthcare?
Mm-mm.
If she says she works at a hospital?
Mm-mm.
It's like so many things that you see in little ways where it's just like the assumption is male doctor, female mm-hmm. nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Right.
What happened to make that become? Because it isn't that there's more male doctors.
Right.
Or more smart men.
Right.
Is it that we're shown that more often?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that they're highlighted more?
Well, and that's why I brought up, I think I brought it up when we were at the airport, that somebody had made a meme that was like, dang, I want to know what Kevin McAllister from Home Alone, I want to know what their dad did to get a house like that. And everyone's yes. like, look at the mom, homie. She's in like a fucking business suit.
Yeah.
You think a woman just has a bunch of business suits for no reason? Why couldn't
she? Why do you assume it's the dad that made the money?
Yes.
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 Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. The argument is that the male gaze controls the narrative, which is that women are not equal actors or people mm-hmm. in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, their agency is reduced to that of an erotic or a supporting object. How many mm-hmm. times has the female role been like, she's crazy, look at her, she's being so...
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Fucking goddamn.
Oh my God, the gaslighting and then the fact that's based on a real fucking story.
Yeah. Margot Robbie is so incredible, but the role that she had to play in that was just like dumb bimbo.
Neurotic.
Slut.
Yeah. And that she's crazy for questioning him when he's actively cheating on her and doing illegal shit
yep.
all the fucking time.
Yeah.
With their value as a female form reduced to how appealing to the male viewer and or how threatening or not it is to the stereotypical male perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, this viewpoint also confines the male persona to their specific role as the protagonist, the aggressor, the sexual pursuer, and consumer of women.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Powers is a small one, but like he honestly also look at the way these men, average men
mm-hmm.
are portrayed as like these women are just foaming at the mouth to fuck him. And it's like, why?
Huh.
What do you have to offer? I don't
right.
know if Austin Powers is a good one. I honestly haven't watched the movies in a long time.
And I'm not saying that like...
I think actually that was a parody to make fun of Bond movies, to,
yeah.
To be fair.
Unattractive, societally unattractive men. I'm not saying that they don't deserve to be lusted after.
No, I honestly think Mike Myers is so hot. But it's because of his humor.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to humorous guys.
Oh, yeah, same. But... It is weird that they up these men in a way, you know what I mean? An overly sexualized
yeah.
the women in there.
Yeah.
I also wanted to bring up the fact that how many women have won an Oscar
mm-hmm.
and looked attractive while doing it?
Uh-huh.
Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
Halle Berry had to like fucking
oh my God.
Get rough. Charlize Theron had to get rough
yeah.
for that movie. And like rough as in... They believed, okay, because she put on weight or didn't wear makeup or had her hair a different way, that means she's no longer attractive.
How brave.
Yes. And so
what
they're like
brave role.
Clapping for her that you didn't lean on your looks. Well, guess what? Their fucking acting chops were there in all of the other movies.
Literally.
But you weren't paying attention to it.
Because she was societally attractive.
Yes.
Oh, God. Shit's going to piss me off. I knew it would. The other thing that I thought and that I saw in like a way that I think flips it, which is why I love this movie. We've mm-hmm. been watching. Well, number two, the two movies my daughter watches Disney wise the most and I love for her is Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Strong female character.
Yep.
But again, everybody loved Maui. And I was like, it's not his movie.
Yes.
He's not the main star. But Frozen. She yes. loves Frozen. And at the very end, I was watching it as I was researching for this. It was on in the background. And there's a part where, so Hans is shown as like, lovey, lovey, I love you. Everything is perfect. I'm going to. And Kristoff is kind of a fucking dick in the beginning.
Yeah.
You look at him and you're like, he's being like kind of mean to her. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense why he's just like treating her like that. But he's just treating her like he would any other person.
Yes.
And Hans is treating her as, I need to use you. Yep. You're an object for me to get.
And spoiler alert, that's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, spoiler alert. You're a foot place for me to like step on to get higher. And I'm going to use you and whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, you don't see that. And I think that it's very important for young girls to know that like that is something that happens a lot.
It's manipulation.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's assuming you're not smart enough to figure it out.
And it is believing that you're worth lies in their words.
Yes.
And so if they stop feeding me this, it must be my fault. It must be something that I did.
Yeah. Or that your worth lies in them wanting to be with you.
Right.
Because how excited was she to be wanted and like needed by him?
He's, I mean,
like,
to be fair,
I love you.
He was the first person she'd seen in her life.
Well, yeah. But so, I mean, obviously it's overly exaggerated.
Yeah. Bit of trauma she's working through there.
Totally.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
But the part that I loved at the end was when everything was going on, Kristoff, when he sees Hans, goes to fucking get his ass, right? And she puts her hand up. And instead of being like, no, I'm going to take care of it.
For your honor, Anna.
He steps back.
Yes.
And lets her go over. And she's like, essentially, fuck you, bud.
Yeah.
That's not what she says. This is not verbatim. And then she punches him off the ship.
Yep.
Incredible. In any other movie before that, I feel it was always like, I'm gonna defend you, you're a little helpless, whatever. And how many,
and he'll listen to me, he'll respect me, he won't respect you,
because that's what happens in the real world. How many times have you gone out to a bar and your excuse has to be, I have a boyfriend, instead of just, I don't want you?
No,
because guess what, if you say no, just no, I don't want you, they don't respect it, they get mean, they get violent, they might harass you. Those are all things that we've all,
or
I think,
crossing the boundary.
Just keep pushing. Well, maybe I can change your mind if I push hard enough. But if you say, I have a boyfriend, they will be like, okay,
oh, this property's already taken.
This property's taken. Gotta find a new property. That's exactly it.
Yep.
It's what it feels like, at least. Okay. Keep going.
I would also like to say, have you watched Frozen 2?
Yes, I love Frozen 2.
Kristoff in Frozen 2, again.
Incredible.
Is like, you have to do this on your own.
Yeah.
And I want to support you. And I can't force you to bring me along. And I just have to trust you that you can handle this. That you don't need me to rescue you. And I think it's beautiful, again, that that was, they were made an example. And at the end, when there's some shit going down, he doesn't say, again, I'm going to take care of this. He says, how can I help you?
Yes.
How can I show up for you? What do you need from me?
Yeah. So if you're still here, straight cis men, and you're listening and you're wondering, maybe if this is like, oh, I had never thought about this before, and you're wondering how you can show up better, that right there,
that's why I have my boobs out. I'm trying to keep the straight cis men here for as long as possible.
Well, actually,
I'm using this to our advantage.
We're gonna talk about that.
Okay.
Because we are, for real. Okay, so in order to understand the male gaze, obviously you need to recognize it.
I need to know how many people turned off the audio and went to the YouTube just to see how much my boobs were out.
Why it was all a tactic. We knew we'd get you here so that you could listen to the message, because the message is important.
Subscribe while you're here.
So, typical examples in female films are characters whose main purpose in driving the plot is something sexy. Okay, so this is like a very broad example, but let's just say, I don't know, you're a detective, you're a female detective, and all the other male detectives are wearing detective clothes, and you're in a skimpy outfit and heels.
Yep.
Do you think you're going to be able to run after a perpetrator in your fucking bodysuit and heels?
You're fucking busting out of that top, lady.
Yeah. Yeah. But
are you comfortable?
No. And you know you're not.
Right.
And so maybe subconsciously what we're taking in as the viewers is, she's there for her body and not for her ability to do the job that she's supposed to be doing.
And your comfort doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It's
how you appear does.
Your primary motivation is resting on being either a helper, an a piece of eye candy or the romantic interest of the protagonist, mm-hmm. the main character, the man.
Yeah, we are the supporting role of just of society.
Here's another example.
That's why I'm so fucking passionate about being the goddamn main character.
I know it. And as we fucking should be. Another example. Okay, let's think about, I don't know, beer commercials.
Ooh.
Advertising and beer. Beer in general. Let me tell you something in my personal life. And I have had
cars as well.
Well, things that are male, mm-hmm. typically for men, mm-hmm. which again, it's so confusing because I feel like there's a chicken and an egg thing.
Yep.
Because people look at me and Corey, I primarily drink beer. Not anymore. I really have these other drinks that I like. But mm-hmm. before that, I would drink beer. Corey loves wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get told all the time, so weird that you guys, like Corey is a wine drinker and you drink beer like that. You just don't see that typically. And I was like, is it weird? Is it because
these
we're both alcoholics? I'm just kidding. But like,
these are what? Drinks.
But people would be like, that's a girl drink and that's a boy drink. And you guys are switching them. And that's funny to me. And I was like, but why is it because wine is sweet and beer shows women
boobs?
With their titties out?
Yeah. Like, beer, boobs, wine, women. What are you missing?
I'm confused. So it was just always so weird to me because I'm like, I didn't know that beer was inherently for men. I understand that more men probably drink it. But again, how much of that was influenced by the media you're consuming?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you drink this Bud Light, you get tits in your face.
Yeah, whatever. You're going to motorboat by the end of the night. By God, I swear.
I swear to God. So it's just...
It comes with a pair of tits.
This boob has tits.
Guess what? Out of these milkers, beer.
My boobies shoot beer out. They do. Okay. So even then, you're using the bodies of women to sell a product. So mm-hmm. it is, I mean, you're using, it's a, you're again,
yep,
making this an object. Your body is going to sell me my beer.
Yep.
What? It is so bizarre. And it works. It works almost every time.
And it's targeting.
Sex sells, but is it sex? Are we watching two people fucking that sells? Or are we looking at women's bodies mm-hmm. and equating that to sex? Because mm-hmm. guess what? Boobs are inherently sexual. Mm-hmm. They were sexualized by men, but they're primarily, their use is to feed children. We can't even do that anymore.
I can't give my children beer.
God damn it.
Just kidding.
We can't even do that comfortably. I remember being like, I can't comfortably feed my child. I would go and sit in a bathroom mm-hmm. to feed my baby because the way that men would stare at me, even when I was covered, but they're like, I just know that titty's out. I know there's a titty out under that blanket.
I smell
the beer. And I was like, hey, can I just feed a baby in public?
Sure can't.
You can't.
Sure well, can't. Not unless you're going to feed me too. Get that other titty out. Also, I love that we keep using a country accent because here's the thing.
Well,
if you
beer,
are
country boobs,
if you America,
cars,
if you are still here, cis, straight men, okay?
I don't know if they were ever here to be.
I know, but if you are here, if your girlfriend put this on in the car for you
and you're coming to our show, apologies.
Uh-oh. Please don't yell that I look like shit at the end because I know. But
it's not
I feel
about what
like,
I look like
you should take offense to the fact that that's how they're targeting you.
You
they
absolutely
literally
should.
Think
that
you
are so sex driven by titties.
Yes.
That you will buy any product that they stick a pair of boobs beside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop being so shallow.
Yeah.
Because you're playing right into them.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. It
Kid
should
Rock?
Offend you.
Did you fucking Bud Light
Kid Rock. Okay. This is another direct quote. So it says portrayals that bend to the male gaze show women as passive, vapid, highly sexualized mm-hmm. or other stereotypical versions of womanhood. Mm-hmm. They function secondarily to the primary male candidates.
Canada.
The secondary male.
Or they sell beer
Canadians.
Without boobs.
Yay, Canada.
I actually don't know. I'm sure that they just have women in bikinis and like fucking wool hats. Like fur hats.
It's cold here, but them titties are still out.
It's boobs, eh? Boobs and beer, eh?
Covered in maple syrup.
That's hot.
Honestly, that's
sticky boobs.
Sticky boobs. Sticky boobs. I'm fucking in. I'm fucking in the boob. Okay, the primary male characters and or focus their attention on pleasing these men or competing with and besting other women to get the desired male affection or lust.
I love that every time we do talk about boobs, we are actively doing what we're telling people to stop doing by sexualizing boobs. Sorry. Well, we're also flawed.
Yeah.
Boob-loving people, okay?
Oh my God, because we're kind of gay.
Yeah.
And I blame society.
And that's why Sierra drinks beer.
It's for the boobs. They got me. They fucking got me, dude.
They got me too.
Okay. But for real, we're going to talk about the effects of the male gaze now. Mm-hmm. So it's vital to get a full sense of like what the ramifications of the male gaze, to recognize how the representations of women within film and various other forms of media filter out from those movies, magazine layouts, other images to inform how women are viewed by society at large. Here's a question I have. How many men or women have tattoos of naked men, partially naked men on their body? Probably not a lot, right?
I hope not.
How many pinup tattoos do you see?
Yeah. And what do they look like?
Yeah.
They're fucking...
And what's the purpose of them?
Right.
I mean, if you have a pinup tattoo, I'd love to know. And I have seen a lot that are like twisting it to be like, this is a feminist one. And again, we're not saying that you... We'll get to the end part.
It's definitely an example. I still think they're cool. You know what I mean? Like a pinup tattoo can still be cool and like a dope piece of art. But the fact that they're popularized and there isn't an equal
male counterpart.
Yeah.
That's the part that I'm asking about.
Yeah. We're not judging the tattoo.
No,
we're just
not
pointing out.
My friend has one and she's very beautiful. And she's actually.
Your friend or the tattoo?
Both.
Both.
But I'm just saying it's that part that we need to think about. In no way, in any form of this, should you hear anything we're saying and immediately jump to we're shaming it, we're judging it, or any of those things. I think it's just fun to be able to use these pieces to question things like that. That's something I've never questioned. Why don't we have male counterparts and why aren't they as popularized?
Because people don't sexualize dicks the way that they do boobs. Could you imagine?
My God, literally.
They're like, you know what? Women love dicks. We're going to start putting dicks
everywhere.
Everywhere. We're going to start making wine bottles shaped like scrotums. Okay.
And women
they're
going
to sell like hotcakes because they love to put their mouths on them. That's what I know. That's what I'm saying. And that's why it doesn't happen, because we don't sexualize male body parts the way that, you know,
well, and also
we do females.
For a lot of us, I think that we're not conditioned to see men as just sex objects.
Right.
I want them to do the dishes.
I want their money, I guess. Or that's what society wants you to believe.
Right. So there's actually a part about that that says that the women are reduced to either being like gold diggers or just bimbos and just like all of these things that, again, is just like, I need a man. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, fucking annoying.
I blame Greece. I need a man. My heart is set on you.
Yeah, you're right. But he says he needs a... No, he doesn't. Does
no,
he?
But she does say, you better shape up. Anyway.
Despite the fact that women make up over 50% of the population, the male gaze relegates women and girls to the position of other, and really to that of a thing to have, consume, discard, ogle, catcall.
Yeah. How many moms do you see giving away their sons at weddings?
Weddings are a big one where I feel like we can see how this all played out as like a, as almost you're an object. And again, I played into it. I had my dad give me away, but it wasn't even like that, I don't think.
No, I mean, you know what?
I've never belonged to any of you.
You can still participate in a tradition with, and also understand
where that tradition came from and how it's kind of like.
And use your voice to actively go like say, hey, maybe if we're going to continue doing this, we assign a different meaning to it or make active change outside of it.
Why am I the one that has to change my last name?
Mm-hmm. And you won't.
And I refuse. Surprise, I still have it. Is it harmful? Well, let's see.
The male gaze?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Many would agree that the underpinnings of the male gaze are deeply sexist, mm-hmm. patriarchal, and misogynistic, and that its influence continues to be pervasive. Let me just use an example again. When we first started putting ourselves on videos, I won't say who the person was, but I did have a person. He was a cisgendered heterosexual male. Tell us, you should wear skimpier clothing. You should make your thumbnail something that would catch attention to be like, oh, look at, you know what I mean? And I said, ew. But he's like, you'll get views that way. You'll get so many views. And I was like, the people
from who
would be attracted to those things to view us, I don't want here.
Right.
This is not a space for them.
Right.
I don't want views just for views.
Right.
Because icky.
Right.
I don't want those people here. And they're not viewing me as a person they want to listen to. They're viewing me as an object they get to
oogle.
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 Oogle my goodies.
Stop oogling my boogles.
So I remember telling that person, like, fuck no. And they were like, good luck getting popular then. And I was like, okay. Guess what? The girls and the gays show up.
Yes.
They fucking show up and they love it. And they love us. And they see us as people.
Yep.
And not as something that they can just use and then throw away when they're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody. And hey, again, if I'm not specifically talking to you, but you're a cisgendered man listening to this right now, heterosexual cisgendered man listening to this, mm-hmm. Obviously you're an exception. Like, you should know that. So just know.
And confront other people if you would. Because we've just, everything we've discussed is why they respect your voice more than ours.
Truly. I'm not even kidding about that. Not to mention that the male gaze has been used to really harm overtly marginalized people. Black women are hypersexualized.
Yes.
Asian women are hypersexualized. Yes. Lesbians, hypersexualized, but only if the man can try to weasel his way in there.
Yeah.
Those three are ones I see in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Why are
and
all
only
of those
specific
things...
kinds of lesbians as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, I remember watching an episode of Jersey Shore, and it was like a big thing that Vinny got with these two. And he was like badgering them the whole time. There's. I do love that show still, but there's moments where I'm like, icky,
ew.
Icky.
Yeah.
So like, ugh. That one was one where I was like,
didn't age well.
Yeah, especially because
shouldn't have happened in the
drunk
first place.
As hell.
Yeah.
So like, how much of that was just you being like, ugh, fine.
Yep.
I'm badgered into this.
Which again, you feel like is okay to say because, you know, well, I guess that's what, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Yeah. On a larger scale, it works to maintain the patriarchal structure, of course, which elevates the white male experience at the expense of women, people of color, and other historically undeserved groups,
mm-hmm.
LGBTQ community. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Seeing women and girls continually portrayed in this way by the male gaze perpetuates this vision. Mm. So, think about, like, there's so many... you could see it all over the Instagram accounts that are huge. That are just for objectifying
yes.
the people on that.
Yes.
And they know it and they're participating in it, which again, if you're doing that because that's your choice, fine. But why is that your choice?
Right.
Do you know why you want to do that? Do you know why you want that to be your path?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it kind of just, I've been given these fucking milkers. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm going to fucking make some money off of them. How about that?
Yeah.
If you're going to objectify me, at least pay me.
Okay, and that's, there's a part where it's like, we can take it back.
Yes.
I'm going to
get
there. While some aspects of these portrayals may be seen by some as powerful, sexual, or beautiful, they also stem from centuries of visual objectification of women for the pleasure of men, which is why I think modern day feminism will kind of butt against that. But I mean, I think it's all about, here's the part. I'll just read it verbatim so that we can kind of. Ultimately, the question is not whether or not girls and women should be able to wear, pose, or represent themselves in whatever they want. The answer to that obviously is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever the fuck you want with your body. It's your body.
Right.
Be fucking fully naked if you want. Not in front of people who don't want to see it.
Yeah, or children.
But like, or that's what I mean. People who can't consent.
Yeah.
But like, if you, whatever. There should be no shame in dressing provocatively and being able to own your sexuality. Plus, it can be argued that there can be an element of reclaiming their own bodies when girls and women purposefully choose to take on this guise, particularly when they are doing so intentionally while fully aware of the full history. However, what critics of the male gaze may wonder is, why do you want to pose and dress in this manner? Maybe it's for fun or to experiment with their sexuality or identity and trying like on this role of being like a sex person.
Hyper feminine or whatever.
Sure. But what's the underlying motivation? Who are you dressing for? Who is consuming your images and what do they see when they're looking at them?
Mm-hmm.
Does it reinforce or challenge the idea of the female form as an object to be had or as a stepping stone? What do the girls and women in the pictures and videos and in real life envision and who do they imagine watching them?
It's like a catch 22 because I'm thinking about how I'm dressed right now.
Yeah, that's why and I'm like, it works.
It does. But the reason that I dressed the way I did today is because I was like, I feel comfortable in this. I feel comfortable wearing this. I feel pretty in this.
Yes.
Now, do I know somebody is going to look at me and only see me as a pair of boobs? Yeah. But
probably less so in this community. I will say that.
True.
I feel like that's how you know. You feel safe wearing this here. Would you feel safe wearing that at the monster truck place that you went?
Yeah. And you know why? Ooh. Because I don't want to give them that control over me.
Okay.
Now, you're going to fucking if you're the kind of person who's going to objectify me, you're going to objectify me no matter what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, yeah, that's.
I'm tired of giving someone else
100%
that kind of authority over me.
I
but
agree.
That's what I mean by it's a catch 22 because it's also like, am I playing into it still though?
Yeah.
But
I would say because I'll swing the other way on the pendulum. Back when I was showing off my body a fucking lot and sending pictures that were whatever that ended up on the internet, was I fully comfortable in my body when I was doing that? Yes and no. I also knew that I had to keep the person that I wanted to keep and to play into this role of like he would show me off.
Right.
And it would be like, that's hot. I love that you're blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't normally dress like that. However, I don't mind it. A night when I'm out with my girls and I want to just look cute and I put on a shirt that like shows a little bit more than I want to. I'm not doing that. It all comes down to that question. Those questions of asking yourself. And I don't think that's a bad thing to do is to step back and be like, who am I doing this for?
Right.
If you want to do it for men to objectify you, fucking that's your prerogative. I'm not saying not to. I'm just saying if that's something you don't want to perpetuate, maybe take an extra couple minutes or seconds or whatever you have to do and just ask yourself those questions and see if you are comfortable with what the answers are.
Yeah. Why are you getting dressed the way you're getting dressed? Is it because you feel good in it and you feel comfortable in it and you like it? Or is it because you're trying to impress someone, not even a man,
but
other women in general? Like,
yeah,
are you just trying
to dress for you?
Yes.
It should be all about you and what you want and what you're comfortable in and what you feel good in.
Yes.
That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't talk about this and negate the fact that there are mental health impacts of the male gaze. So we'll go ahead and talk about those quickly. Whether it's consciously or subconsciously, obviously these issues play into a self-esteem thing that we have.
Oh, for sure.
The objectification of women and girls has profound mental health impacts, and social media has become a particularly potent method of disseminating the reach of the male gaze. Studies show that increasing incidences of depression, anxiety, loneliness, low self-esteem, eating disorders, self-harm, and suicidal ideation are all related to female objectification.
Because I feel like at some point you are relying on those outside forms of validation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't get those hits of dopamine, it's like a withdrawal.
Yes.
And it's for something that
you must have done, or what's wrong with me? What have I done that now I'm not? Yeah. That's a good thing that you mentioned the dopamine, because I think that there is stuff that happens inside of our brain chemically when we do get attention like that, especially if we've been starved for it.
Yes.
In childhood.
Yes.
So it's not, I don't want you to think that it's something wrong with you. Please don't ever think that. And that goes back again, fucking annoying. But this is something that has always bothered me. When people say a girl has daddy issues, they're talking negatively about her and not the father.
Yes.
And who the fuck? I will never understand how that's something that is said to, like, you're a piece of shit because you have daddy issues.
Right. She's messed up because of something someone else did.
Because of something a man did to her.
Yeah.
Is somehow I'm going to use that against her. Mm-hmm. And it's never put back on the man.
Right.
And at a societal level, at least. It's right. It's very confusing to me that that's been the way that
that narrative's gone. Yeah.
And not mention. Oh,
well, also, like, in the way we speak to children. And this was brought up, I think, maybe in the weird gendered stuff episode. But if not, the fact that girls, when they're assertive, mm-hmm. are called bossy.
Yeah.
Where yes. the boys are leaders.
Yes.
And so there's that terminology that is already helping you create your worldview of yourself.
And that you're supposed to be passive. You're supposed mm-hmm. to be complicit. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be people pleasing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look how cute she is. It's never look how smart she is or look how kind you are. You have to be kind mm-hmm. and you have to be sweet.
Quiet and sweet. And mm-hmm. and in a weird way, because I have a son who is all of those things, that's mm-hmm. almost been used against him in a lot of ways growing up, that people have been like, oh, he's going to get walked all over. But you say the same things about my daughter and you have never once said she's going to get walked all over.
Yep. Yep.
It's very confusing.
Well, she's meant to be walked all over.
Right. Right. Even mm-hmm. if when they say it, they don't understand that's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. That's what it implies.
Girls are the doormats and mm-hmm.
boys need to get ahead.
Boys need to walk on them.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is from a 2014 study entitled Fathers, Daughters, and Self-Objectification. Does bonding style matter? So this is a actual study. If this study found a strong link between negative eating patterns and body shame in girls who grew up with actually highly attentive but overly protective fathers.
Mm-hmm.
The researchers point to the added attention these dads placed on their daughters' changing bodies and sexuality as an explanation for the girls' added struggles with healthy eating and body image.
That's so yucky and so sad.
It really is. But again,
now
I thought
I'm
that was
so good. Happy that I was like so ugly.
I'm so happy that I was neglected.
That was never, never something that my dad
I didn't have a highly protective dad because,
much attention to. Yeah. I don't think he was highly protective, but he also wasn't like, he was so focused on making sure that we felt like we could do anything a guy could do. My mom as well.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure that we earned things on our own merit.
Yes.
And not because of his last
yes.
name or because of, like, he didn't like the idea of us being handed something.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times there's an assumption that if a man has some kind of accolade mm-hmm. or some title, he worked for it.
And if a woman does,
it was given to her.
And that it's an extension of the man she's with mm-hmm. or came from.
Mm-hmm. Or like she won a prize. It wasn't like that she had earned
again,
her way there in the same way the man would have.
Raise your hand if you've ever had a partner who has taken your accomplishments and made them about them and used them, and used them as a, oh, I did this.
Yeah.
I fueled your success.
Yeah.
You're successful because of me. Again, mm-hmm. flip
you wouldn't
that
have
switch,
this if it weren't for me.
Flip that switch. How many men are successful because they have somebody at home taking care of the children, taking care of the household, taking care of whatever mm-hmm. in a big way, and that never gets acknowledged.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but how can we change it? So number one is self-awareness, obviously. Just knowing that there's a name for something and that it exists, which is why we do these episodes, can have a huge impact. Plus, you know, considering its influence may offset a significant amount of its impact, which it allow you to see yourself and the function of the world simply as you are without relegating you to a supporting role.
Yes.
If you're taking this and being like, oh, I can see this in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on and seeking out depictions of women and girls that run counter to the stereotypes of the male gaze also might help to shatter its hold on our collective psyches, which mm-hmm. I think is really important. And I think that's something that we are actively doing in media, the Barbie movie.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many things that, but goddamn, look at how that fucking went mm-hmm. at the Oscars and things like that. God damn it. Again.
Anyone shocked by that? No.
No. Ultimately, discarding the weight of worrying about being seen, who is watching, or fitting into your prescriptive, quote, female role lets you instead be the person you want to be. I also want to take the time to say that, like, all of these male female things I'm saying are just because that's how this article was written. I'm not trying to exclude anyone from that. And so if that doesn't pertain to you in any sort of way, just know that, like, take what you can from this. I'm only speaking about it this way because that's how the article did. So I think a lot of these can pertain to anybody who presents male or female or has grown up
witnessing,
like, being
born
female
and then
grew up that way before transitioning and can have these experiences. Mm-hmm. And also, I think, honestly, you're probably the best people to talk to because now you can see it from both sides.
Right.
And know.
And you probably have experienced actively being treated differently.
And in the other role as well.
And that's if you're passing, which I know some people like feel that they almost can't live authentically in the way that they want to or are because people are just like, oh, you're not either one of the binary, the traditional binary, whatever, societal binary.
Which, goddamn, that has a whole fucking...
That's a whole nother thing.
Episode, yeah. Okay, so this we're going to end it with this. And I'm just going to read this verbatim. Once you know what the male gaze is and how to spot it, its influence both on your inner self and your body may begin to dissipate. Plus, when you are consuming or producing various types of media, you can do so with your eyes wide open to the ways the male gaze may be playing a part in the narrative and the visual landscape, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. Let's keep our brains always working because you could just ask yourself questions and be like, maybe
I'm not going to spend my money there because if I am, I am reinforcing a belief system or a marketing tactic that maybe could be changed if now they're seeing that it's not selling.
Or use it to start a conversation with people who maybe wouldn't think that way otherwise.
Yeah.
Even better, you can create the vision of yourself that speaks to you, regardless of who may or may not be looking. Ultimately, the male gaze is a social construct that we can disarm by recognizing it and choosing to either tolerate or ignore it, or intentionally take it on and recalibrate it as your own, co-opting its power to define your sexuality, agency, and worth on your own terms.
Hell yeah.
Is why I was like, dress however you want. Mm-hmm. You might feel a certain way. That's why I didn't want people to get defensive right off the bat. I'm like, wait till we bring it to the end. Hold up.
Yeah.
Wait. Because I think feminism, everybody thinks it's like you have to think one certain way. And it's like, I think feminism, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom and like bake
it's
bread
the
all the time, I just want you to do whatever you want to do, but I want to make sure it's your choice you're following.
The motivation behind your choices
from you.
Are you. Yeah.
That's all. So I hope that you got something from this and I hope that it was something.
I feel like the male gaze is something that I'm like, again, context clues, I could probably figure it out, but going into it and giving the examples in that way and kind of like deep diving into all of the areas that it seeps into, I think is really helpful to, again, give yourself a starting point to ask those questions.
Totally. And if there at any point you were like, you guys totally contradicted yourself because blah, 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 objectifying, just know we're flawed human beings and that's bound to happen. And we apologize if at any point we did, but we're constantly learning. And I think that's the fun of this community is that we can do that so openly with you and not be told like you're dumb or you're wrong for making a mistake.
You big dumb stupid fucking idiot piece of shit.
We do that to ourselves enough.
That's true.
Well,
thank you. And thank you guys for hanging out with us. That's that on the male gaze. When's the last time I said that's the that?
I kind of love it. Breaking it back.
Anyway, thanks so much for hanging out, everyone. We love you so much, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.